On a June night in 2008, Colleen Jehera climbed into bed and stumbled into a medical mystery.
I went to sleep and I woke out of my sleep at 2:15 in the morning, and that's when the seizure started. I felt like my throat was closing. I can't breathe, I want to get to the phone. I made it 3 steps out of the bed, and I came to 90 minutes later, I was unconscious. And there began my journey.
Jehera was in her early 40s with no known health problems, but the seizures continued. Despite countless tests and visits to specialists, no one could figure out what was causing them.
The doctor said, I had all my colleagues check this. We cannot find any reason for your seizures. Nothing. Nothing.
A neurologist put Jehera on medication that kept the worst of her seizures at bay, but she still suffered smaller seizures that kept her from driving or working outside her home. Then, after 4 years of mounting frustration, she met naturopathic physician Michael Usyk.
Food as medicine is really the foundation of the way naturopathic doctors treat disease. So when she came to see me, I'm looking at the whole person, we go through a complete history, and one way that food was really critical for her is that there's a diet called a ketogenic diet. So, for example, Dr. Atkins' diet is a ketogenic diet. There's variations on that, but diets that produce ketones have significant anti-seizure activity. This is a case where diet has a very powerful effect on a very difficult kind of condition.
Jehera followed Usyk's recommendations and says she was stunned by their effect.
I started doing the food that he told me, eating it the way he told me, no seizure. I met him in April, in May, no seizure, June, no seizure, July, no seizure. I'm like, ooh, this is really working.
The diet freed Jehera from her seizures, and she's not alone in finding healing through food. Whether they're changing whole diets, as Jehera did, or simply having a few more vegetables with dinner, patients and doctors across the country are starting to look at food in a whole new way, Usyk says.
Our diet, our lifestyle, our environment play a very critical role in health and disease. And if you don't look at those things, you're missing a huge part of the picture.
But it isn't only naturopathic physicians who are turning to food to heal their patients. Conventional medical practitioners are discovering, or rediscovering, the concept of food as medicine, says Dr. Victoria Mazes, executive director of the Arizona Center for Integrative Medicine.
Well, you know, it comes from Hippocrates, the father of medicine, who said, "Let food be thy medicine." So it's really quite an old concept.
The connection between food and health seems like common sense, and it's been supported by hundreds of scientific studies. But Mazes says it has been overlooked and poorly understood by the medical community for decades.
Sadly, there's not a lot of education about nutrition in conventional medicine. We know that, for example, in internal medicine, the residency review committee, 0 hours of required nutrition. In cardiology, 0 required hours of training in nutrition. That's scandalous.
Though it's taken some time to take hold, Mazes says interest in healing through food is surging among physicians, who in some cases are transforming their own lives as well as their practices.
So let me give you an example of one of the physicians who studied with us. She described herself as a family doctor from Ohio, in practice for 30 years. And she found herself on 3 prescription medicines, just like her patients, one for diabetes, one for high blood pressure, one for high cholesterol. And she was about to be put on her 4th medication when she stopped in her tracks and she said, "What's going on here? I exercise regularly. I think I eat a healthy diet, but there has to be something wrong." And so she began to investigate, and she changed her diet dramatically. But now she's on no medications, and what she says to her patients is, "I can give you a prescription, or I could teach you to heal yourself."
Having learned to heal herself, Colleen Jehera has set out to help others find their way to wellness.
I feel great too, so I want to pass it on. I want to make the whole world healthy.
And the first step, Jehera says, may be as simple as changing the menu. I'm Gisela Tellis, Arizona Public Media.